Boy, here's a statistic.
27% of Americans aged 17 to 24 are too fat to serve in uniform. That's according to a new report titled Still Too Fat to Fight from an advocacy group with the name Mission Readiness. Add that number to the percentage of the population that cannot serve in the military because they did not graduate from college or have a criminal record. That leaves about three-quarters of the young American population who cannot join the military. Those figures come from the Department of Defense, by the way. Obesity is a widely recognized public health problem. Could it also be one of the greatest threats to U.S. national security? Mission Readiness is a nonpartisan group of 100 retired generals and admirals, and joining us now is member of Mission Readiness, General Norman Seip, retired Air Force general. General, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jay. Pleasure to be here.
Outline the national security dimensions of obesity in the United States. Is it merely a matter of those not being able to serve?
You've got it right, Jay, and let me just expand on that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, what keeps America safe and secure is not the tanks and not the aircraft and not the ships and not the technology. It's the proud men and women that serve. And when, you know, one out of four 17 to 24-year-olds, 9 million of them, can't serve because they're obese, we're concerned in the future about that ready pool of eligible people that we'll be looking for to join the military.
Talking with General Norman Seip, who's a retired Air Force general, a member of the group Mission Readiness, which suggests that obesity is a national security problem. So where does a recommendation like this go? It's not as though the Pentagon can directly do anything about this, General.
No, John, we look at this as a team effort. This is not a spectator sport. What's great about our country is that when we decide there's a problem out there that we want to solve, we go and do exactly that. We solve the problem. So if America decides that this epidemic, which is what the CDC calls obesity in our country, is something that we want to solve, we feel we can do it. One of the ways to do it is to support the new healthy nutritional standards that we're putting into school there. You know, we have 32 million kids every day that eat lunch in school under the federal program, another 9 million that take their breakfast there. And the good news is the new federal guidelines that have gone in there, updated since 15 years ago, are going to do a lot to stem that obesity wave and not contribute to the cost that obesity brings in the way of medical costs.
Now, I've got kind of a sensitive question for you, General. Can you go with me here?
It's not, absolutely.
It's not going to threaten national security, but I'm thinking of another general with the first name Norman. Schwarzkopf, right?
Roger that.
Now, he's a big fella.
He's a big fellow, but I guarantee he could pass the physical fitness test. And when he was on active duty, I guarantee he met the weight and guidelines.
You know, some of us, when we were talking about the modern Army, Air Force, the modern sort of warfare techniques, people noted that, you know, if you're, say, flying a drone, you're sitting in a chair, you know, in a bunker somewhere, maybe you don't need to be able to do a lot of pull-ups.
Maybe so. Maybe in that particular circumstance, but you never know where you're going to find yourself in the military. We don't pick the wars. We don't pick the locations where we engage. And, you know, many times we'll find ourselves, carrying 65-pound packs in the mountains of Afghanistan or out on a flight line working on airplanes when it's 110 degrees out. So having a ready force, having a fit force, being able to depend on your buddy next to you when the going gets tough is very important. And that means someone that's in physical shape, someone that's pursuing a healthy lifestyle.
Now, I'm not trying to say I'm pro-obesity or anything here, but in terms of history of the armed forces, how have the criteria for admission, for recruitment into the services, how have they changed when there have been huge societal changes? Certainly, race was once an issue. That changed. Gender was once an issue. That changed. When you have recruiting challenges, do you modify the criteria to increase the numbers of people coming in?
Well, we did exactly that a few years back when we needed to up the number of folks in our military. We ended up lowering some of our standards. But the fact of the matter is that's not a sound strategy. And now that we're cutting back the size of our military, we can go back to ensuring that, you know, the physical standards, the having a high school diploma, not having a criminal record are back in place there. So we adjust just like society adjusts since we're a cross-section of society. But at the end of the day, we think the standards are important ones in order for us to do the things that our country asks us to do.
Talking with General Norman Seipp, who's a retired Air Force general, a member of Mission Readiness, which suggests that obesity might be a national security issue in the armed forces. You know, I'm thinking part of the pitch from the Army and the Air Force particularly is join the services, we'll give you a skill, we'll help educate you, we'll sort of upgrade you in a sense. Would you have a message to people who look at the armed forces and say, well, this would be a way for me to get in shape as well?
Well, it's a way to get in shape, but I guarantee if you show up at that recruiter's door overweight, you're not going to get past that door. You're going to have to meet the standards. And in fact, you know, over the last 10 or 15 years, we've lost about 150,000 folks that, you know, made the initial weight cut when they showed up a couple months later to actually enter the military, were turned away because they were no longer meeting the weight standards there. So what I would tell the American public is start early on ensuring that your child there is mentally, morally, physically strong to meet the standards of the military. And at the end of the day, John, as you all know, if you don't join the military, which is fine because it is a volunteer force, you're going to be a better person in that workforce out there because that workforce is, you know, just as competitive as, you know, what we find in the military.
All right. General Norman Seipp is a retired Air Force general. He's a member of the group Mission Readiness, which issued a report suggesting that 27% of Americans aged 17 to 24 are simply too overweight to serve in uniform. Thanks so much, General.
John, thanks so very much, and thanks to all of your listeners that support our men and women in uniform and their families.
Thank you so much. We want to get your story on the medical breakthrough that's changed your life. We've been getting lots of stories. Here's Philomena from Westchester.
The medical technology that changed my life is that my husband survived a heart attack by having quadruple bypass. They take your heart out, put it on a table, repair it, put it back in. This was 14 years ago. And he's still alive and well.
We're glad to hear it. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to give us your story on a medical breakthrough that's had an impact on your life.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.